This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour now. Welcome to another hour of Good Day Health. In this hour, we focus on your health and wellness, courtesy of the intelligence of one Dr. E. Jackson Stockwell, known far and wide as Dr. Jack. Jack Stockwell is a doctor of chiropractic. He is a practitioner in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and I have been friends for a number of years since my appearance that morning at the radio station in Salt Lake City that carries the program. I'll never forget that. It was kind of a fun experience. And I think it was, 10 years ago, maybe more?
Oh, at least 10.
11, 12 years ago?
Yes.
So now Jack has, because of his association with this program, become internationally famous as a NUCA chiropractor. And because of that, I've encouraged him and his wife, Mary, to do their podcasting. So they have a series of dozens of podcasts. Every week they do a new one. This week, it's 10 terrible health food myths. There are so many things in the wellness category, things that people think they know or don't know. So just give us one of the 10 as a teaser so that people can now say, I'm going to go to Jack's podcast. I want to hear the rest of this.
Well, just whole grain breakfast cereals. People, you know, you walk down the aisle in the supermarket and there's got to be 50, 75 different boxes of cereal.
Oh, my God, yes.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Sugar content
and the fact that most of these things, even the whole grain cereals, were made in a processing plant where the interior of the whole grain has been exposed to oxygen. The bran, the oil has been exposed. It has gone rancid. Rancid vitamin E is known to be a carcinogen. And these things are laced with sugar, otherwise you would not eat them. Ooh. I remember a nutrition class back in school at Palmer, and our nutritionist, someone was asking him the question, what was the best cereal to eat, and he said, I'll tell you what,
none.
You walk down the aisle, and if you do not get one that has sugar listed in all the different names that sugar is presented, do not get one that has sugar in the first four ingredients. And we found, I think it was three or four boxes of cereal. We actually called his challenge out and went and looked. There was three or four boxes that did not have sugar in the first four ingredients. And it was something like All Bran or you know, something that was,
yeah,
that you would dump sugar all over it in order to eat it.
Eat it, yeah. Right, exactly. We were looking at, you know, you think granola and those sorts of things are, they're safe. But they really aren't, because they put all kinds of things in them. Again, is it just Americans? I mean, I sometimes in traveling come across some of the things that are good for you, and they just don't taste good. And in order to get Americans to eat them, they lace them with sugar or put some kind of honey or, you know, that, like Cheerios, honey-dipped Cheerios. Those are supposed to be okay because they don't have sugar on them. I suppose they're better than sugar-coated Cheerios.
Yeah, but you still got processed grains. You still have grains. You know, we weren't really designed to eat grain all that much anyway. But if you're going to do it, you've got to soak this stuff in water. You've got to rinse the water off to get the phytic acid off the surface of these grains. Phytic acid gets into your digestive system. It blocks the absorption of calcium. It blocks the absorption of magnesium. And several other problems are caused by this. So you would soak in water, pour it off, soak it in water for several hours, pour it off. And then, you know, once it starts, the hull starts to soften, you're turning it from a grain into a vegetable. And if you just have to eat your grains, then that's the way you want to do it. Wait till the hull softens a bit, warm it up, pour your, you know, raw milk or whatever else over it you're going to put. And then that way, grain has become a vegetable. The enzymes have become active. They're no longer dormant. And it's a food that you can actually get some kind of nutrition out of.
Okay. This is the how-to when it comes to how to eat. So 10 terrible health food myths. Sign up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There was a story over the weekend, this past weekend, the first known case of a superbug since 2008. And one wonders whether the news media give us some instruction here. This is a bacteria in a 49-year-old Pennsylvania woman, which is not treatable, apparently, according to anything that we have around in this country that is used to fight infections. So then it's an E. coli of some sort, which is normally something that can be treated pretty well by conventional methods.
Yeah, some of these articles actually are honest enough to say that we created these things. Mm-hmm. We created these things through the use of extremely powerful antibiotics in a hospital setting. And you know, when you've got some reason, upper respiratory infection, sinus, whatever, ear stuff, and you go and you get a prescription for antibiotics, they usually say use it for 7 days, or they'll say use it for 10 days, but don't stop. Once you start using it, don't stop. Mm-hmm. Because in the first few days you kill off the weak ones. They disappear with the first or second round of antibiotics. It's the stronger ones that take the full length of the prescriptive period to try to kill them off. And then even some of them survive. Actually, in some cases, go deeper into the tissue to defend themselves. And they breed in a deeper sense. And this is where they're the ones that reproduce. You're reproducing the strongest, the ones that were resilient to that antibiotic. And if you're on antibiotics long enough, you've got to go to a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one. And you keep sifting through the process till what you have left is the Superman bug, the superbug that they're talking about now, that no known antibiotic will even touch. Even the strong vancomycin, colistin, which is one of the most powerful they have, will not touch this bug.
So what happens?
Well, this woman? If her immune system itself, and remember that using antibiotics suppress your own immune response, because the antibiotics attack your own immune cells, and if her own immune cell cannot stop this thing, I don't know how long she's going to be around.
Wow. And that's pretty chilling stuff.
Well, it is.
Isn't it?
Especially when you're the one that they tell, hey, you know, here's what's going on, and we've tried this and this and this, and nothing seems to be working, but don't worry, we'll finally get this.
Well, but is this an example of someone who, if they had a high, most of the time we talk about E. coli bacteria infections like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, all being treatable or not even having an impact if you have a really strong, good, healthy immune system? Is that not the case here?
Well, that's what you and I have talked about for a decade now.
Right.
Exactly. And then there are people who get these infections, and they succumb to the infection early because they had weakened immune responses to begin with. The fact that she has gone as long as she has, I think, is a testimony to some degree as to how strong her own immune response is.
Wow.
But it's like, you know, they'll publish figures like, what, 30, 35,000 people die of the flu every year, which is nonsense. It's only about 1,200 to 1,500. It's just that some people get the flu, they get hospitalized because the flu is so bad. The flu progresses to pneumonia, and these are older people. It's the pneumonia that they succumb to. Yet the figures the CDC want to put out there is that they died of the flu, which is not true. They died from pneumonia. So these numbers are always being played with anyway.
All right. So let's talk a little about other things that are causing, the news media is trying to cause a panic, whether it's the Zika virus or measles. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Dr. Jack Stockwell here, available at 888-302-3684. If you have a question, I'll try to get to some of the questions that come in emails. But if you have a question, you want to share something you found out about your own body, your own history medically, things that doctors have told you and you don't understand, or you don't like your doctor and you like Jack's ideas, you can call and ask for his opinion, because that's what it is. It isn't going to be, I mean, it may be based on some factual information, but we don't know. We're not treating you because we can't really see you. But sometimes if there's a question, we can come up with an answer that makes sense. Jack has a license. I don't. I'm happy to practice without a license. Jack needs a license, but it's here. Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Good Day Health at 16 past the hour. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
So your partner's in the mood and ready, but you're not? Sexual health expert Dr. Sharon Parrish says 44% of U.S. women say they have a sexual problem or concern.
Whatever your age, sexual relations are important for overall women's physical and mental health. In women, stress, trouble communicating with partners, hormonal changes from pregnancy and menopause, even illness and medications can all affect sexual function. It's important to pay attention to these changes. However, unlike men, women have few options.
Now there's Fiera, a new product to help women get their bodies and minds ready for intimacy naturally. Dr. Leah Milheiser is Chief Scientific Officer at Newell.
I'm happy to talk about Fiera, a new hormone-free and drug-free product. It's scientifically proven to get back women's desire for intimacy. 87% of women said they felt in the mood, and 75% said they felt excited and ready. Fiera is a great tool in a woman's arsenal for greater sexual intimacy.
For more, visit Fiera.com. That's Fiera.com.
I'm Bob Dorigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The Telephone Consumer Protection Act was passed by Congress 25 years ago to eliminate unwanted marketing phone calls. The law has helped cut down on unsolicited calls, but it's also been used for questionable lawsuits, too. For example, one law firm sued an NFL football team that offered to send its fans updates about the team if they wanted them. The team promised to send only 5 text messages a week, but it was sued after sending 6 texts one week and 7 another week. That case was worth $3 million. Now, some lawyers are being accused of trying to get big awards like that by using underhanded tactics to find new clients. One law firm has allegedly obtained the names and phone numbers of people who use a cell phone app that blocks unwanted calls and is calling them about potential lawsuits. Let's be fair, it's more than a little ironic that a law firm that files lawsuits over unwanted phone calls is itself accused of pestering these app users with more unsolicited calls. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has offered to send along a cold and flu support system. You can call the office. Actually, probably easier if they'd send an email, I'm going to guess. But if you want to get Jack's note, Jack's number, it's 801-523-1890, or you can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and get this flu support guide, how to get your body to detox and heal quickly. That information for all those of us who don't want to suffer. Yeah, this year it seems to be worse than usual. The cold and flu season extending beyond when it normally does. At this time of year, we'd normally be off the cold worries, and Meredith had a horrible cold, and her immune system was down. She was kind of out of it for close to a month because her immune system was just weak. And she does the best. She's on to all of the things that you have, but I'm not sure she's as steady on it as she ought to be. And that's one of the other things. You need to get on this stuff.
Yeah,
steady.
Yeah, you need to be there for a bit. Mm-hmm. But if people would rather email me, just office@jackstockwell.com. Yeah. Office, and we'll send it to you just through Gmail. It's for free, but it's what Mary and I use. And remember, this point you just brought up about how people seem to be hanging on to this stuff longer and longer. This lady back east that got this really bad infection from this version of E. coli. Remember, there are varying degrees of this kind of infection. And so on a lower level, some people are really sick.
21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Stockwell is here at your service and on your side with lots of commentary about things that are happening, medically speaking, in the news, ideas and questions from listeners. I want to thank Dr. Lisa Thompson, who is at Good Day Show. The Twitter conversation continues at Good Day Show. Dr. Thompson, good to have you listening. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. The measles in Arizona. There is a report of a couple of people. When the measles, 150 people, I guess, from a couple of years ago, and now we go back for 10, 15 years, you were talking about pneumonia getting people who have flu and cold, but this is also, pneumonia is the most common cause. You know, everybody says, cancer number one. And heart disease number two. Well, really, that's not true. Pneumonia is number one, isn't it, in terms of how people die, really?
Well, the published figures for pneumonia, and then again, it all depends on who's reporting this stuff, because, you know, one person will look at somebody with pneumonia and someone else will talk about some kind of compromised aspect of their immune system, and still, when you're talking about the number of heart-related deaths, you're over 600,000. Cancer-related deaths, over 500,000. The third one now, of course, is medicine, which is about just short of 300,000. Mm-hmm. So you got over 1 million people a year just dying from those three things. But right behind it is infectious diseases, and pneumonia would fit right into that.
Right. All right. So the measles outbreak in Arizona, news media is trying to make something out of this. What do you recommend when people see a story about measles anywhere, if there happens to be measles?
According to the CDC, the last person to die of measles was in 2003, 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, measles was everywhere when you and I were kids. And as more and more water treatment was taking place in the first half of the last century, less and less of these childhood diseases were showing up. But by the time the measles vaccine had showed up, the same thing with the other childhood diseases, by the time the vaccine showed up, even polio, these diseases were almost completely eradicated. Polio was more than 90% gone by the time Sabin's and the Salk vaccine showed up. By the time the measles vaccine showed up, and I think was in the 30s, if I remember correctly, but I could be wrong, it was almost 90% gone, just because town after town, city after city, started serious water treatment, getting rid of the pathogens that were coming through the water system that was infecting everybody, and improved sewer treatment to get rid of the waste as fast as possible to keep it away from the water supply. And the more we did that, the cleaner the water, the cleaner the food, the healthier the people. And so every time people start backing away from the cash flow, and vaccinations is an incredible cash cow, news like this starts showing up. At least they were honest to admit the first person in Arizona to get the measles was vaccinated for it.
All right, well, let's talk about vaccines for a minute. We have about 60 seconds here to look at this California law Governor Brown signed last week requiring everybody going to school to have vaccines, some 40 different things, taking away the freedom, the right to choose. Yeah. You and I have the same opinion on vaccines, but there's no way to fight this, really.
Well, just with education. Just with education and realizing, as I, on your show, debated Dr. Paul Offit at the Philadelphia Children's Hospital a number of years ago, and I confronted him, and he's Dr. Vaccine, and I confronted him on the air. I said, listen, there are no long-term studies upon which you can base your claims. And, of course, he argued with me, and he sent me one, and it was 2 weeks long, and it was one that he did. There are no long-term studies on vaccinations. You cannot prove either side of the argument because there are no long-term studies.
All right. Food for thought on Good Day. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-643-2848.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-643-2848. That's 1-800-643-2848.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In the air, on the air, this is the Good Day program. Good Day Health on the air, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here in this hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a well-known NUCA chiropractor. He's a board member of the Standards and Certification Group that oversees what those chiropractors and other chiropractors are doing. I find smart health to be what Jack dispenses. You can join us either in conversation on the air at 888-302-3684 with your problem, or you can send an email along to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jack or info at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The Forbidden Doctor site is something that I noticed Dr. Jennifer Wilder, MD, like. She's tweeting. We have a live Twitter feed going on at Good Day Show. Help yourself to that. And also, hello, shout out to the people at WBZA in the Albany Schenectady area, WSDE also out in Cobleskill, listening to the Good Day program. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. The business about research and Zika. Zika getting headlines like the measles and all these other things that seem to, at first blush, be a lot of hype. And now I'm not sure what to believe about Zika. The research that's being done down in Brazil connects this stuff to Monsanto, although Monsanto, at least in this circumstance, you know that I'm no lover of Monsanto, but there seemed to be a credible reason not to think that Monsanto and their herbicide was responsible for this. But are you saying no to that, or you're saying that the original attempt to keep them out of it isn't true?
No, I'm just saying it's up in the air. There are credible researchers down there saying that before the Zika virus thing broke out into the news, one of Monsanto's products, larvicide, was being used down there as a pesticide herbicide kind of combo, and they were having these microcephaly problems with children in areas where there was heavy spraying of larvicide. And so some of the researchers saying, don't be so quick here, don't be so quick to pin this all on Zika. That may be just a distraction. There may be something else that's going on in this area. So I'm just saying I'm open to it, Doug. I'm just, you know, I'm not ready to just, you know, eliminate any other possibility other than the mosquito, the Aegyptus anopheles, that they say is the carrier of Zika. There may be something else going on.
Do we still hold with the theory that if you are wearing these little sort of bracelets that come from, not DEET, because DEET apparently has some negative impact on you, but what's the stuff that's in those little candles? Begins with a C.
I know what
citronelle.
You're
saying. Citronelle.
Yeah.
Right. So does that work? Is that, I mean, just keeping these things away. But there's like talk of shutting down the Olympics because of the Z.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Virus. Yeah. So that's what expands the whole conspiracy idea, mm-hmm. you know, because Brazil's, I don't think you want to get into this, but Brazil's part of the BRICS nations, and the BRICS nations are at odds against the IMF, and, you know, you could really go crazy with some of the stories that are being spread around.
All right, keep going, Doug. Keep it moving. the problem with ovarian cancer, growing health concern among American women. A poll that I saw over the weekend revealed that ovarian cancer is the third most feared disease behind breast cancer and heart disease for women. This year, ovarian cancer will be diagnosed to more than 25,000 women, and 14,000 will die from this disease. The focus on women over the age of 57, for whatever the reason. Most women that get ovarian cancer die within 5 years. It's hard to detect. And so I was thinking about this when I heard this, the protocol, and I think I started saying this on the air, and I don't know where I'm going. And you never should do, cardinal rule number one of conversation on the radio is never, it's like a lawyer, don't ask a question for which you do not know the answer. And yes. In this circumstance, I don't remember where I heard this, but there was something that came to light, and I don't know whether it was on a Facebook page I saw, and I think I even retweeted it, a way of keeping yourself from getting cancer no matter what it is. And I'm going to do this. While you have this conversation, I'm going to my Facebook page and see if I can find what the heck it is. It's one of those things that sticks in your mind, and then you don't know, okay, where did I get this? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about, or am I just talking to myself here?
I think
I may be talking to myself.
To some degree, I guess. underlying all these kinds of issues, cancer, whatever else, Parkinson's, the central nervous system disorders, the cancer disorders, cardiopulmonary problems. We still have to go, and I know it sounds like a broken record, we still have to go back to the gut, because inside the gut is 85% of our immune system, our immune response. Most of our neurotransmitters in our brain are produced in the gut, transported to the brain for use in the brain. And when we have the standard American diet that is depleted in nutrition, it's depleted in the micronutrients, macronutrients that we need, because we're eating out of boxes and bags and cans, and in a 15-minute dinner prep, we are stunting the body's ability to deal with what it has dealt with for tens of thousands of years on this planet without this level of degenerative disease that we see. And so even cancer, I mean, cancer, they tell us, is a hesitant, sluggish immune response. The natural killer cell, it's part of the T lymphocytes, is designed to kill and destroy cancer cells. People can have a blood test, and they can see the NK, the natural killer cell, in the blood, but it's just sitting there doing nothing. And in other people that are robust and healthy and haven't had so much as a headache in the last 10 years, they find these natural killer cells very active. Then there's also the pancreatic part of this, where the pancreas is producing trypsin and chemotrypsin that we've known now for well over 100 years. And this is what we produce in our long life energy enzymes, has a tremendous anti-cancer effect.
Turmeric.
Oh, yeah. Turmeric has an anti-cancer effect. But there's a lot of herbs that have an anti-cancer effect. Turmeric, curcumin, part of what makes Indian food so tasty.
Yep.
The curry aspect is well known. I mean, there's parts of India where they have this all day long, and
yep,
these people have virtually no cancer in their midst at all.
Okay, so what I was focused on was seeing something about ginger and how having enough ginger, I think actually Bob Kay, you know, on my staff, brought
yes.
this to my attention first, the fact that if you have an ample amount of ginger every day, there's study after study after study after study that suggests you will ward off any kind of cancer you might be able, male, female, prostate cancer, breast cancer, whatever it is, supposedly getting a ginger into your system every day is a way to make sure that you overcome what you might be otherwise. I mean, Americans use this nonstick cookware. That's a carcinogenic. I mean, it's, come on. This kind of stuff. But I'm looking at all kinds of things, artificial sweeteners, the things, the foods, the air fresheners, the things that we expose ourselves to, cleaning products, all the stuff in the modern world is supposed to make our lives better, but basically doesn't, because it contains all kinds of horrible stuff. These can be countered, apparently, lung cancer, colon cancer, cancerous tumors. This ginger root thing is amazing. Do you agree? What do you know about? Okay, I'm just talking about a post that I saw, which is pretty convincing. So what do you know about ginger and cancer?
Well, ginger is a stimulant for the immune system. So is curcumin. Iodine. The iodine depletion in most of our diets is causing us to lean in those directions as well. And this is...
So are you one who, I don't remember, although I know Standard Process has an iodine that you have sent to me or that I use and you've sent to me. Iodine, kelp, that sort of thing is something that we ought to take into our system every day?
Well, we put, our brand new product, Ageless Thyroid. I just got an email from someone up in northern Alaska, up near Barrow, just telling us what a difference this stuff has made for them. It's got, we made sure it has iodine in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mary and I sat in a conference a good 10 years ago where we heard the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at UCLA and another fellow who was the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at Drexel in Philadelphia, and both of these men were just speaking in hushed tones because the FDA doesn't like this, that the reason we have such an explosion of cancer in this country and other diseases, cardiovascular, of course, is because we took iodine out of our white flour, took it out of our bread back in the 50s and the 60s, and by the 70s it was all gone, and all we had after that was just bromine, which is a poison, but bromine makes a heartier bread than the iodine did, and because of that they say that we're sicker than hell right now throughout this entire country.
Mm-hmm.
And these are very prominent doctors, very prominent researchers, but they were very clear about the need for iodine. And then ginger You know, there's nothing wrong with having some a couple of doses of that during the week with your food. There's nothing wrong with having some curcumin. You know,
I wondered if they were one, not one and the same, but if they had the same effect, because I know that curcumin turmeric is really good. I've seen that any number of places over the years.
Well, spices, we've known for a long time that spices generate and invigorate the immune system. And this is something that precedes any laboratory research, you know, in the last couple of hundred years. We've known for centuries,
yep,
that spices invigorate the body's immune response.
Lots of great information. I hope you're taking it all in. This program is about information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email and say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is the registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
It's summer driving season 2016, but the average car is 11 and a half years old. AAA says more than 35% of Americans plan to travel more than 50 miles for vacations. Lauren Fix, the car coach, says it's more important than ever to be prepared.
We're using apps instead of maps and talking on the phone wherever we go. All those distracted drivers make the roads very dangerous. The goal is a safe, enjoyable road trip, especially for long trips or family vacations.
It's also illegal in many states to talk on cell phones while driving. Now there's an easy, inexpensive way to bring your ride up to speed.
The JBL Trip is a portable Bluetooth speaker that syncs with your smartphone. You'll hear crystal clear directions from navigational apps, listen to your favorite sounds, and make and receive calls all hands-free.
And when you arrive, just unclip the JBL Trip from your car visor for great JBL quality audio on the beach, at your hotel, anywhere you go. Just $99. For more, go to Best Buy or JBL.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here to answer your questions and to talk about some of the latest information in his podcast, which you can sign up for at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's interesting when you are, as I am, very curious about matters of the body and the brain, what you come across if you're even the slightest bit curious. There's a new research report that has led scientists to an hypothesis, Jack, that Alzheimer's may stem from leftover toxic remains from the brain's effort to fight off infection. This study could explain the origin of the brain plaque or diseased debris that then, according to the hypothesis anyway, would lead one to get things... in the brain that would keep the brain from functioning. I have long thought that if I take a lot of oils, eat a lot of fish, and get fish oil in my system, plus take things like our Super Beets product, which pushes blood all through your body because of the opening up of the veins and arteries because of the nitrates in beets. That gets all of the blood to your brain, your muscles, all over your body. But according to this thing that was published in the Washington University School of Medicine Press, outside-the-box thinking suggests, with research they've done on roundworms, fruit flies, and mice, that's got to do with our brain. But anyway, it's sort of a novel study and gives you cause again to think. Because everybody's trying to take a shot at Alzheimer's. Why do we have it? So,
well,
Your theory.
Well, again, it's the body's detoxification methods. The body needs to be constantly cleaning itself out all the time, all the cells, including all the cerebral cells, the cells that make up the cortex, the cells that make up the white matter, put the brain together in its operating condition. We have cerebral spinal fluid that's constantly flowing through the brain, but recent research shows that the flow of the CSF through the brain that is nourishing the brain cells can be retarded, slowed down. Research shows that blood draining through the jugular arteries, the dural venous sinuses, the system that gets all of the blood, the oxygenated blood, all of the metabolites, everything else out of the brain can be retarded and slowed down to a significant degree that this stuff builds up inside the system. It's the same thing that takes place in other parts of the body. The body is bringing nutrition in and it has to get the breakdown of that nutrition out as fast as it possibly can. If it's starved nutritionally, there's going to be problems. If there's the trash removal system is retarded, especially in the brain, you're going to find there's going to be a buildup of problems. That's why so many aspects of the body can be greatly advantaged by a healthy gut, by a healthy pancreas. Mm-hmm. Both of these are so very intimately involved in being able to detoxify the system. Right. And it's a slowdown of the detoxification that causes these things.
I'm looking at something that's being researched. I think Parkinson's comes into Alzheimer's and dementia. All of those things seem to have a connection in the mitochondrial efficiency, that is the little eensy-teensy veins that bring, or arteries that bring blood around. And so this research that I'm looking at looks at, I can't even pronounce this, nicotinamide riboside. What the heck is that? Does that ring a bell with you?
How's it being used? Because it sounds like it may be related to vitamin B3.
Yeah. Well, isn't that all the vitamin B? You're supposed to take a lot of vitamin B.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough vitamin B or vitamin D in our system. You know, everybody takes vitamin C. Yeah, I know. I got to have that good vitamin, a good general.
But it has
vitamin
to be food based. It has to be whole food based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not getting your vitamins from whole food sources, these synthetic fractions that we buy over the counter are just going to lead to more vitamin deficiencies. It's just crazy. That's why we're doing this show, to try to stem the tide of this craziness out there.
Right. There is a lot of crazy stuff. All right. Well, we've done a good job in this hour covering a lot of things. Thank you for your input. Following us on Twitter at Good Day Show helps to bring in questions. I had a couple that I can't get to because we got distracted by other things, as we normally do on our own personal conversation.
Sure.
TheForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up for the podcast and look and see the products that Jack has developed with his wife, Mary. Very important. ForbiddenDoctor.com. This Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.